He isn't much in the eyes of the world. He'll never make history. No, he isn't much in the eyes of the world, but he is the world to me. My dad. Now here is a man. To me he is everything strong. No, he can't do wrong. My dad.
Welcome back. Happy Father's Day to all the dads. Quit grinning, Volker Valker. Father's Day weekend. Listen to 590 The Fan, KFNS. Eye on the Outdoors with the Volker Valker, Matty G, Peanut. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I. On a beautiful, yet another beautiful Saturday morning. Wow. I keep saying wow this morning, Volker Valker.
It is one of those wow days. You know, we're alive. Yeah. Wow.
Hey, Matty G, what do you think about that song? You know where that's from?
It's The Lights. I believe it's from an old TV show, Father Knows Best, or Donna Reed, or something like that.
I think it's Father Knows Best. What was his name? Bud, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Father's Day song. How cool is that? He did that on stage live for his dad.
Whoa.
Back in the late, like, 50s.
And all I got my dad was a lousy car.
Well, at least, like, my kid last year brought me a card. I think it was it wasn't a Mother's Day card. It was wasn't a birthday card. I forget what it was. It was an anniversary card or something for Father's Day. I said, why'd you give me this? He said, it's all the gas station had this morning. Peanut, stop it. She's rolling around the floor barking, Volker Valker. Wow, this social media stuff, man, has it blowed up with stuff, with our hunting and stuff, and there's a lot of things on there that shouldn't be on there, and bad representation for hunting, and, you know, we're all getting attacked on there as well, but what an amazing difference from when I grew up hunting to what I'm seeing now, and especially, like, for the white-tailed deer, the brush carp, and in case you're wondering why I'm talking about this, I get lots and lots of input from you all, but I get lots of messages asking how, you know, you can be, how can I get in the hunting industry? What do I got to do? You know, I want to be pro staff. And I get lots of that stuff. And I don't think they really understand today the inner workings of that, how that happens, you know. You just don't get on a pro staff. There was one on there. I'll come back to deer here in just a minute. I'm wandering a bit. But there was one on there said, you know, I killed a couple deers and I got a turkey, but nobody will hire me. You know, it's not about just going hunting. So when back in the day when I was hired on a pro staff and Tom Stuckey and guys in the industry, it's because they were already established in national magazines, doing seminars, writing articles. They were already established in the hunting industry and had a big following, and that's why companies hire them. They don't just hire somebody because they go hunting. And I know it's hard to understand because later years in the hunting industry, there were some individuals who was just hired just to have a body, a warm body at, you know, at shows and stuff. So it kind of changed. Remember that?
Yeah, well, Melanie's, I can't say her last name,
Swergen,
and I had a conversation about this, about you, and I'm going, well, Ray is such a good teacher. You know, that's what he does, especially teaching kids how to do this. And there's some people, they want the show to be about them, and all your shows are not about you.
Right.
It's about teaching people how to do what you
and
do.
It's so opposite today, the things that I see. Like, I saw a good one on Facebook yesterday where it showed a couple guys with a deer. And, you know, back in the 70s and 80s and 90s, the guy says, wow, nice buck, congratulations.
Yeah.
You had a great hunt. Isn't it great to be out here, you know? And then the next one was, what'd he score? You got him on your trail cam picture? I would have let him walk. I wouldn't have shot him. I can't believe you shot. You know how they do that now?
Oh, just Tim got so much junk on his beauty Ozark deer.
Yeah.
It was like, 7/8 of it was simply a horror story.
This is weird. Peanut hadn't done this in a while. She got in my chair from her chair and my chair behind me.
Yeah.
She's up against my back. She's she was barking a while ago wanting up here. I guess she wanted in the chair.
But that's what's different about this.
And everybody wants everything right now, immediately. It's like drive through. Everything's right now, you know, with this instant media stuff now, this electronic media. See, back in the day, if you came down and hunted with us for what we do our media hunts, in April, and we hunted turkeys, okay, for instance, we'll just use that, our whitetail, that article didn't come out till the next year. It was a year before that was published. We shot photographs on Kodachrome 64 slides that weren't put in the magazine until the next year. But there wasn't all this instant stuff, and people were known, the magazine was the thing, Outdoor Life, Fieldstream, American Hunter, those things was, man, that's, if you were in those things, my goodness, I mean, you had to earn it to get in there, though. You couldn't just post something. You had to have proved yourself and done very well in the outdoor industry to be in those magazines, you know. So it was a whole different thing. But so many guys and gals today just go deer hunting and start deer hunting and just start turkey. There's nothing wrong with that. But when I grew up, it was the training, the basic training that hunters had that made them good hunters. Squirrel hunting. Squirrel season's open now. Squirrel hunters made the best turkey hunters and the best deer hunters. We used to have squirrel camps. I don't even hear that anymore. And I don't ever see anybody with squirrels. We used to drive by, pull in a restaurant, guys are in a parking lot with their truck with a, you know, bunch of squirrels talking about their squirrel hunt. You don't even see that anymore. It's kind of sad for me because I grew up in that. We had big squirrel camps where we'd hunt squirrels and cook squirrels in camp. We camped out just like you do turkey camp and deer camp. We had squirrel camps.
Something else you talked about one time that really made me feel funny and good about this was, you know, when you're a little kid, you were the dog for a rabbit hunt.
Oh, I was the dog, and I was the retriever for the ducks. Oh, I did all that, yeah. They sent me out in the lake to get the ducks when I shot the ducks.
I didn't go get ducks. I did go get rabbits.
I carried the raccoons on the coon hunt. I had to climb the tree and knock the coon out. That was my job.
Yeah, but that's what you learned, though.
Oh, my gosh, did I learn so much. And those guys I hunted with, I was always the youngest of the group, wherever I hunted, whatever camp. And, boy, you talk about practical jokes. They wonder where I get all these story times. It's the life that
real.
I live. Yeah. But we had fish camps, too. We'd go to in the woods and camp out for 4 or 5 nights and have a big old cast iron skillet and cook fish and frog legs right on the fire. Lived in the woods. We took, you know, we ate what we had with us and what we took. And we did that at Johnson Mountain back in the day. Me and my old friend, great friend Mike Held, we'd take an old Jeep and drive back there. He had a wooden box full of dishes and stuff and set up a camp and stay 4 or 5 days and just eat what we took from the land. I don't ever hear of that anymore today.
Yeah, they've lost something there.
But squirrel hunting was the best basic training for hunting. Good hunters that took nice deer every year and took turkeys, learned their hunting skills from squirrel hunting. And you can really see the difference today in the public. The people don't see things and notice things. Do you ever notice how hunters see movement, catch things and see things and notice things? Where people that don't hunt, honestly, they don't see them. I've got people drive right down the road and don't even see anything. Don't see hunters see everything. And if they catch movement, they're looking. You know, it's the training they've had through the years. And hunters, it's just a whole different world today.
I can still remember going down the road up at Frankie's place and you seeing a rub, and we're doing about 40 miles an hour. Yeah. I go, what? And you actually turned around, stopped the vehicle so I could see it. And it's like what you see is something I'm still in awe of. Now, squirrel hunting. 22 or shotgun?
It just depended. When I was a kid, a lot with a 22. But when I was a little boy, if you took a shotgun, we ate squirrels, okay? The thing was, we ate the squirrels. And I would only be given so many shells. And they all think this is a story time or something, or a story. You had so many shells, and you better have a squirrel for every shell, or you were in trouble. Shells were expensive. You know, it was a different world. And when the squirrels cut hickory nuts, it was like Christmas. You couldn't wait for the squirrels to start cutting hickory nuts. And when the squirrels were cutting hickory nuts, that's when you had the big camps, and that's when everybody came hunting, and everybody could get a limit of squirrels. And, my grandma loved when they was cutting hickory nuts because she knew she was going to have a bunch of squirrels. And my grandma used to say, go out and get me a young groundhog. I don't want an old one. I want a tough one. I want a young groundhog. We're going to have a groundhog this weekend, you know. You ever hear that anymore? No. Go get a stringer of fish or go gig some frogs. In frog season, we'd sit and wait for the opening of frog season. And we'd go every night, all night, and still go to work. Even when I was in my 20s, and gig frogs. So it's just, you know, I'm looking at this stuff on Facebook and the stuff that people are posting and the selfies and all, and that's all fine and dandy, but they have no idea of the history of the people and what they did and how hard they hunted to accomplish what they did, that a company would hire them.
because the companies knew you were speaking truth.
There was
you
post
were
after
right
post
job.
After post that companies won't talk to me. I called them and they won't let me be a pro staff. They don't understand. I'm not trying to knock it, but I always get if I ever answer anything on any of those blogs, then I get in trouble. And then they start jumping on me. It's crazy.
You made me think of Mitch Hamlin's grandma when you were talking about your grandma and go get you a young groundhog.
Yeah.
We took stuff to her that she cooked for us that you thought you were in a gourmet restaurant.
Yeah. Well, all the different seasons, we picked the blackberries. We got blackberry. We're going to have a blackberry camp this year. We haven't had a blackberry camp in years, a full blackberry camp. We're going to go blackberry picking and have a camp and cook and eat and go pick blackberries. And we're going to go to the river. You know, we're going to do those things. But, you know, we picked berries. We picked mushrooms. We gathered nuts, walnuts, hickory nuts. We did all that stuff, and that was all part of what came into the family for food. We were gatherers and hunters. And, boy, to kill a nice young deer in deer season for the winter meat was a big deal. We ate more deer and turkey, raccoons, squirrels, ducks, fish, and all those things than we did domesticated meats when I grew up. It's what we had. But the hunters that I know, that I knew growing up, the guys that hunted, that I hunted with, today's hunters, and I'm not trying to knock anybody, I'm not trying to, don't take this the wrong way, but I don't see very few of those hunters today that have the abilities and the skill sets.
The woodsmanship.
And the woodsmanship and the talent and the ability these guys had for taking game. And it wasn't about bragging, it wasn't about how big it is, and whether it was in a record book. It was about providing for the family and enjoying the outdoors with family and friends. That's what it was all about. The camps was more about the food and the people there than it was about the hunting. It was just a different
world. And the
stories, just
the laughter.
And I only bring this up because I got so many messages coming in about this stuff. Well, we need to take a break. We're going to do a little fishing report when we come back on the other side. I could go into a lot more detail. I just want to kind of hit that a little bit because of those. I know some of you are listening this morning that asked me these questions, and I wanted to answer that for you. And we'll see you all on the other side, baby.